Sunny, dry weather Thursday. Slight chance of an isolated pop-up thunderstorm. Tonight of near 70. Back into the upper 80s tomorrow, followed by upper 80s for highs Thursday afternoon. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's the 25th annual Sunset Herb Fest with native plants, flowers, fresh herbs, garden art, and herbal products, crafts, silent auction. Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners will answer questions on gardening, fertilizer, plants that attract hummingbirds at the 25th annual Sunset Herb Fest, sponsored by the Sunset Garden Club, Sunset, Louisiana. Saturday, May 7th, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Admission only $5. More info at sunsetherbfestival.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Hi, I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello. Sorry about that, people. I don't know what is going on. I had prepared some stuff, but I don't know where I'm at right now. Suffice to say, we are at war with Europe. I would say that Europe has declared war without us knowing. For the last 75 to 100 years, they've been in our midst without us knowing, without them declaring it. They are in every facet of our life. They are in Congress. They are in the Senate. They are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. They are members of the Bilderbergs. at Davos, where Trump went to deliver a speech on behalf of the United States of America. And the Trilateral Commission, all of them, not one of them, should be given an excuse. Every single one of them must be driven out of government. They are an unelected, and that's even for all you people that are elected, an unelected third party, a unelected kingly prerogative, a kingly administrative state, one that does not believe in the Constitution, one that does not believe in the Bill of Rights. I just saw a thing from Jason Burmes, who did, I think he did Loose Change. I had him on the program way back when, after he was coming out and speaking out about what happened on 9/11. If you don't realize it, 9/11 was an inside job. The 1993 bombing was a test run by the Blind Sheik. They carried this out to get at the plans. They needed access to the plans, the building plans. And they used the whoever the firm was that carried on the security and the fire alarms were the ones used to gain access to the building and carry on the demolition of that building, which was carried on, you know, for I don't know what to say to wake you up even more than what is already being done. But T-Mobile was owned by the German telecom. German telecom in the middle of 9/11, when we had the cell that planned 9/11 was in Hamburg, Germany. You know, we're already deep into this war without it being declared on our side. Against who? The European Union, the Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, England, Britain. Did I say Germany? Who have the royal powers, the prerogative powers, the kingly powers, have declared war upon us. And they are using Joe Biden, thank you very much, Joe, to, I don't know why people need to wait until the election, wait until the next election, wait until the next vote, wait until somebody is unelected or whatever. This is our lives. These people are not beholden to any rule of law, anything. It's war, and for them, there's no rules. No rules are barred. There's no, they're trying to undo everything that has been built over the last 75 to 100 years from the World War I and World War II, or that we thought was being built. You know, when I watch Jason Burmis, I'm glad to see him out and shouting out. And I would hope, you know, that he would hear my plea about the American flag Merchant Marine. It is no more. The American flag is taken down off our ships. The Chinese flag has been raised. We've got shell companies that are operating American flag, American crude, American not owned, because some are owned by the United States, but mostly most of these ships, they're owned by Singapore or China or the French. Yeah, nothing against the French, but, you know, there is a Vichy French. I'm just, I'm having a hard time because of my stroke, obviously. I'm trying to put things together, but, and I will continue to do so until the day I die. Because I love this country, there is no country or nation that has been put together that was more about the rule of law. That's how women were able to fight their way to the vote. That's how blacks were able to fight their way to the vote and to end slavery. And this is all coming from the British Royal Crown worldwide. I'm talking worldwide. Who else has the reach? Who else has the tentacles throughout the peoples? I mean, India. It was a British protectorate. United States was a British colony way back when. France, it had the British playing in their game, in their politics. That's why we ended up with three Napoleons. Germany, the British, it was part of the Italian Empire. We're going to break. We got a kind of a bad start. Something happened. I don't know what. But it corrected itself. And we'll be right back. We're going to break. 504-556-9696. If you want to call in, call in. And we'll talk about. Come back with Jason Burmis.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess a
rudimentary. You recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO, 990 AM.
Jim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans.
We're back. I wanted to throw out a shout out to Jason Burmes. He did Loose Change, I think. That's what I thought I heard him mention. He looks a lot different about 22 years later. And, you know, I don't know how to say it other than it's the British German Empire. They're playing games. The Brits, it's a British German Yiddish Spanish Italian Empire. You've seen what has gone on with the Italian Roman Vatican. The Vatican is supposed to go see and speak with Russia. That it was just a mistake, that the United States, because of this error, we allowed a whole nation to be destroyed, if you believe it has been destroyed or not. Angelina Jolie and some of the pictures would speak otherwise. Let's go to a caller real quick. Cajun Buccaneer.
Hey, how you doing? You got this so right. I'm telling you right now. What's going on now? We have a British Nazi Chi-Com alliance.
Yeah,
they're starting food shortages in America. They blown up food plants and burning down food plants and all. They're going to try to
buy all the land. No one's seeing it. Call your congressman. Call your senators. Complain.
Well, listen, not only complain, but get out there and stock up on canned goods and start yourselves a garden in your backyard and make your own food. You know, grow your own food and buy a lot of canned and stuff, because this is a government-orchestrated scamdemic, just like the scamdemic with the take your vaccination.
This is a Nazi.
British Nazi Chi-Com alliance.
Yeah. And you know, don't blame China because they're being egged on as much as we are. Maybe they can somehow ignore or stand against the Chinese or the British nationals or the German nationals and the Yiddish nationals. But they are royalty. They wish to take down our country as we know it.
Exactly. I believe it 100%. And, you know, Americans are helping them. When you go to Walmart and all these other places and you buy Chinese goods instead of American goods, you're helping them. You help fund the destruction of the country.
I just thought of something with all these brand new Target. This was the same back in 70s and 80s, how Target, you know, started to take over and do all of this move in, and they were bought by the French. That's where the Target or Target comes from. But they're doing it again, and that's when Carter The Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, was in power. And you see the same things going on. I don't know if I'm being very foreign communism. Yeah, well, it's fascism and communism combined.
It's a mixture with totalitarianism.
Yep.
1984, the ultimate police state, type of stuff. Like the old black and white movie that came out in 1954, and then the new version that came out in color with Richard Burton in it. It predicts what's going on right now. As a matter of fact, it's doing it right next to us, like Logan's Run and all these other things, The Matrix and all. They're forcing Holly Wormwood, and I do mean they're forcing Holly Wormwood and Disneyland, Disney World on all of us. They're using TV as a weapon to brainwash us and hypnotize us. And I do mean hypnotism. And that's exactly what I'm speaking Tung Fu right now. Hypnotism. It's a lie from hell. That's what they're using TV for nowadays. You know, they don't have, the Beverly Hillbillies anymore. Or God forbid, Knows Best or Dennis the Menace, wholesome,
things. Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah, Leave it to Beaver. And all the rest, I mean, look, they turn TV into a weapon on us. And, I can't hardly watch TV anymore. There's so much satanic baloney going on, BS, that I can't take it. It's propaganda, lies, and slander, especially most of the news programs. They got rid of, AT&T got rid of One America News. I guess they crossed over the line and told too much truth, more than Newsmax or the Fox News Network or the Al Fox News Network. And as a matter of fact, there are some people in those networks, like Tucker Carlson, they wouldn't be harassing him and doing all kinds of death threats to him and doing stuff in his driveway at all. I don't know if you're aware of that, but he had an incident in his own driveway, which means, these people are on the attack. We need to be on the defense at all times and work with our police as much as possible. As a matter of fact, I believe that New Orleans needs a border patrol between us and Jefferson Parish for many reasons.
Yeah.
Because literally every night and every day, there's all kinds of illegal aliens and criminals across the border between us and Jefferson Parish and attacking and killing our people and selling drugs and everything else.
But think of what you said in the Mexicans and, South Americans and others coming across the border illegally being pushed towards us. But think about all the other ways that the British and German and others are being introduced into the United States. You look at TV. Look how many foreign nationals are TV and movie stars.
Yeah, Holly Wormwood. That's what I call them. Holly Wormwood is what.
Yeah.
Definitely. As a matter of fact, one of the things people can do is educate themselves. I urge people out there to go see the movie 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza. I spoke with that man once a long time ago on 800 AM with Kathleen Benfield, and that's a great man right there. And it'll expose more truth than you've ever seen before. And I wouldn't be surprised if this British Chi-Com alliance didn't fund those 2,000 mules that brought those illegal ballots in, ballot harvesting, let dead people vote, let zombies vote, let whoever vote as long as they turn the election around and rob America. America's the biggest jewel there ever was, and the whole thing was a jewel heist. And it's been a jewel heist since they started tearing our statues down and started burning our cities before the election.
Yep. And they're still doing it.
You better believe it.
Look at Hong Kong and why it was seized by the British in 1848, held on to for 150 years or so, and used to infiltrate the Chinese and set up a puppet government. Chiang Kai-shek was setting up a constitutional monarchy, constitutional republic, and he was pushed out into Taiwan. They want the Taiwanese to be wiped out. They want the Taiwanese people to be wiped out.
Yeah, this has been an ongoing genocide war for a long, long, long time now. It's around the whole planet, and it's visiting America like never before. And I can tell you right now, not only do we need the 26 governors that started the multi-state Board Defense Strike Force Alliance.
Hold on, Buccaneer.
Sure.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to break.
Thank you.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The State House has overwhelmingly approved a bill to expand the medical marijuana program. The bill would assure the 10 existing licenses are all issued. There are currently only 9. And it would allow licensees to have more than one store. Gretna Representative Joe Marino added an amendment to allow that if a pharmacy has more than 2,500 patients.
In the state of Louisiana, we have, I think, 1,400 pharmacies or more for every other medication that there is. And in Louisiana, for this medication, there are only 9 locations.
The legislation also shifts regulatory authority from the Department of Agriculture to the Department of Health. That bill moves forward now to the Senate. Police in Lafayette say someone shot a 14-year-old boy Monday and left him to die in a public park. The teen was found in time and rushed to a hospital where his condition is stabilizing. LPD is now asking the public for any information they may have on the crime. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is News on LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. Never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
When Bluebell takes milk chocolate ice cream and loads it with chocolate coated peanut butter cups and peanut butter cookie dough pieces, you get chocolate peanut butter overload. Better by a country smile.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 a.m.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on
Buccaneer. Hold on one sec. I want to mention something. Throughout this whole time, I had filed civil complaints against Mattson and ASM or APL and MEBA, And then the before the complaints were dismissed, well before, timed it just right, when the three complainants filed summary judgment at the same time. They were separate complaints because they were they should have been by my attorney, who, you know, was corrupted and co-opted and sold out, to who he doesn't even ask. He sold out, and they had filed a summary judgment. I had time, or it needed time to respond. But then the Coast Guard filed a retaliatory complaint in administrative proceedings. It turned out to be a branch of military, a military tribunal. The guy next to me, the JAG prosecutor, was a Coast Guard uniformed JAG officer, and I had to defend myself against him. And the judge, who was on his side, and the judge's assistant, who's a Marine Corps JAG officer, the Coast Guard used these administrative proceedings. That's why I know so much about the administrative proceedings, and that it's unconstitutional, because it's the executive, the judicial, the, you know, legislative, the executive, and the judicial powers, all three of the great powers in one place. In one place. So you have to defend yourself against the legislative body and the executive body and the judicial body somehow. And this went on for till up until 2014 under Bush. And that's why I say Bush was part of it. He is, his father was chairman of the board of the CFRs. Bush was knighted by the King or Queen of England, because his father was knighted by the King of England. The Reagan was, and that's one thing that pisses me off more than anything else, is Reagan was not a good president. He came in and he said he wanted to devalue the dollar. Who in the right mind will make the dollar worth less money? You can, you know, think of it yourself. It's an unlawful tax, like we're being taxed right now. But he wanted to make the dollar worth less. Worth less. So 100 pennies today, it'll be worth 60 pennies tomorrow, or 80 pennies tomorrow. Who would do that? I could go into a lot more, and there's a lot. He was knighted by the crown. Ronald Reagan was knighted by the crown. Stop saying that he was a good president. Being knighted is not a, if you don't know it, it's not anything to crow home about. Let's go to Cajun Buccaneer.
Yeah, listen, it sounds like they perpetrated a scam on you and stuff. And you do the same thing to Americans all over the place, you know. It's all been a scamdemic, and it's all from 1984 ultimate police state. And they messed you over. Do the best you can to defend yourself with good lawyers. Find yourself a good lawyer.
Good luck.
And save all your your archives and all the evidence as much as you can, and defend yourself to the best you possibly can, because they're out to get us all. I'm telling you, it's terrible what's going on. And I want to get back to what I was saying before. We not only need to back up the 26 governors that you know, started the American Strike Force Alliance Border Patrol. You know, we need to, you know, back our police up as much as possible because this is our home here. We need a Jefferson Parish Border Patrol American Strike Force Alliance here between us and Jefferson Parish because there's all kinds of stuff happening. It's a war, and it's not going to stop. It's going to escalate more and more and more because British zombie president cadaver Joe Biden and the Nazi Chi-Com Mafia White House Alliance is trying to destroy us all. You know, as a matter of fact, I remember when I was out in front of the Jefferson Monument 5 years ago to the day almost, you know, in the middle of the night at around 10:30 at night, a whole bunch of living zombies came from across the street walking towards us, like maybe 100 of them, maybe a little more of them. And the police were right across the street, and they attacked us. They started attacking the monument. They started turning people over in their chairs, you know, veterans with one legs, ladies, you name it, you name it. You know, I mean, there wasn't children there at the time, but there was a lot of people there. And we had to fight for real to defend ourselves. And I was looking over at the New Orleans police, and I said, hey, man, what y'all going to do? Can you help us? And the guy looked at me and smiled and folded his arms and didn't do nothing, you know? I guess we're all just standing down, you might say, you know? Like what happened before in the riots before the scandemic election that we just had. You know, and why do you think
they put the January 6th border or the fence around the Capitol? That was because they didn't know what we were going to do if we're really going to overthrow our own government. But they had the fence around the Capitol for a reason.
Well, they shot one lady to death in the window. They shot a lady to death in that window, and everybody knows this guy's name. And this guy should be in jail instead of being proclaimed a hero. That guy's a zero and a murderer. He shot a lady in the neck, and he shot her in the chest, too, from what I understand.
Well, they shouldn't just clear him administratively. He should have to withstand a trial, a jury of his peers, and be brought up on trial. That's the only way to properly clear somebody of murder.
Well, listen, not only that, you know, there's need to be some more arrests. Somebody that is working with the Supreme Court leaked a document out of the Supreme Court, possibly one of the justices that, you know, has something to do with Roe versus Wade. And what they definitely did was illegal is because they're trying to start more riots over Roe versus Wade and, you know, do a bunch of stuff underneath the table and behind our backs while they're distracting us and attacking us and murdering us. You know, and it's, you know, it's important that we get it'd be a great blessing for Roe versus Wade to be overturned big time. You know, I'm not going to go with the people that say,
they just got the consequences by leaking a memo about it. And they're sitting back laughing while the world goes crazy.
Exactly. And the Nazi Chi-Com British people are laughing at us and looking at us. Look how stupid these Americans are. They're cowards. They're wearing their masks. They're taking our vaccinations. They're standing 6 feet apart. They've swallowed the lie, the scandemic, and the plandemic hook, line, and stinker.
When are we going to show our worth, show our metal, show them what we're made of? We need to resist.
We are resisting. Listen, I think Jeff Carrera is getting ready to have another Bring Back America Independence rally over there by the Harry Reid statue at Veterans and Causeway in the near future. And I'm going to be there and any other place that I can go to make a difference. And, you know, everybody that's out there that loves WGSO and loves America, the next time Jeff Carrera announces an American Bring Back America Independence Energy rally, let's go ahead and do it most definitely. Because that's what we need to do. You know, I remember I was paying $1.70 a gallon probably just a little over 2 years ago. Look what you're paying now. And look at the food shelves.
Yeah, $5.
They're orchestrating a food disaster. These people are deliberately orchestrating a food disaster in America.
But wait, look at the companies. One of the companies that was that bought Daimler-Benz or Chrysler back from Daimler-Benz when it was sold to the Germans, and they kept it onto it for a couple of years, was a company called Cerebras. Cerberus is a three-headed dog that guards Hades. It bought Albertsons, the large food and grocery chain. So they're going to do the same thing. They're making money off of it by taking stuff off of the market and then selling it to everybody else at a premium without having to do any work. Hold on, Buccaneer. Hold on. You're going to break.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
God, guts, glory, and guns. They're what makes America great. Tune in to WGSO at 8 p.m. on Monday nights. Holy and patriotic jambalaya with the flaming conservative.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Thanks. All right, we're back. Real quick, Rupert Murdoch was brought into the country by Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, and you'll see him on all of the CNN, Fox, you know, yada yada. He started Fox News that Tucker Carlson is on. Tucker, you know, got to give it to him. He's putting on a good fight, so it seems, but he's nowhere near the truth of the matters. He needs to get up to speed. It's England. Look at the BlackRock, Pfizer, BioEngine, all owned by the Corporate Council on Foreign Relations. They are all corporate members So is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. How is that? Not only BioEngine, German company, Pfizer, German company, I think, Johnson & Johnson, so many more. You just have to look at Cubono, who stands to profit. We are in the fourth wave. It is the level of corporations, and they will not hold out any ploy. I think that they've have a secret base up in the Arctic that they have had for 75 years or 100 years. There's one going back to, they started building out in the 50s, that they would develop and did develop aliens, quote unquote, to where they will overrun us, come from the, that's why you see all these, oh, they were there before us and they were buried, and all the went after the ship that was buried for 10,000 years and broke out in the ice. It is a fourth wave of these actions where they're going to use aliens to come after us. They're not really aliens, they're man-made, and they'll use robots, they'll use synthetics, they will use anything to maintain their level of control. Let us go back to Cajun real quick.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you mentioned that, because people need to know what's going on in Shanghai, China right now, and other places in China. They're using robot Terminators to kill people and dogs over there. Robot, AI intelligent robot, you know, Terminators, and they say they look like dogs and other things too. They use them in China along with their armies to kill people when they come out their houses. Some of them bang on pots outside their porches and stuff. Some of them are screaming all night long. They're murdering them. You know, how long before people are jumping out of their second floor windows in the New Orleans French Quarter, and maybe even Jefferson Palace one day? Because this is an attack right now. They're using AI robots. They say that look like dogs to kill dogs and cats and kill people too. That's outside of their houses over there. And if they can do that over there in Shanghai, China, they're going to do it here. I've heard some excellent exposés recently, on Free Talk Live. And I plan on seeing, the movie 2,000 Mules. People need to inform themselves so we know our enemy. The Bible says, know your enemy. Exactly.
Sun Tzu says, know your enemy.
Study your enemy.
Sun Tzu.
Study. Find out. Okay.
Did you go? What?
No, I'm still here.
Go ahead. I just hear in Sun Tzu said, know your enemy too.
Yeah, listen, go ahead and check into it. Google it. I'm telling you right now, China is using AI intelligent, killer robot Terminators that look like dogs and other things to kill people over there,
it's not the Chinese, it's the British German eugenicists.
Yes. The British Chi-Com Nazi Alliance. That's what she's doing.
And they are the ones who have developed AI first and foremost. It's in 60%. They own 60% of the AI time, computer time, of the AI machines. The Council on Foreign Relations owns 60% or more of the AI time.
Somehow this reminds me of so much of the Hollywood movies, the poison they've been pouring into our minds. They pour poison into your mind and your children's mind every time you watch these Hollywood movies. It reminds me of some of these movies. And somehow I keep thinking of Tom Cruise and some of these other elitists out there, like Satanic Joe Biden and George Soros and Bill Gates, you know, and some of these other people out
there. But how is Soros still alive? He is an enemy of the state. He's an enemy of the United States.
He is. He's a walking, talking zombie cadaver is what he is. That's all he is.
Well, he has children, though, too. That's a scary thing, is that the children are even more demonic, and I think that is a good term, demonic, than their parents. Like Ian Brzezinski, I saw him before testifying before Romney in the Senate. He's a child of the daughter of Ian Brzezinski.
Well, all these people are sexual pedophiles anyway. They're going after our children left and right because if they can, you know, destroy our children, they can destroy us in the future. That's why I keep telling people right now to wake up, stand up, rise and rise up.
One thing I wanted to mention real quick was I wanted to, now I just lost it again. Oh, well. I lost it.
Yeah. Watch while standing every gap, you know, put on the mind of Jesus Christ and the full armor of God. You're definitely going to need it. And be sure that you protect your wives and your children while you still got them. Because I lost my wife and I lost a lot of the people too. And, you know, I'm tired of this going on. This is a war. It's obvious anybody that sees this out there. And I'm not the only one that suffered death in their family over this satanic British Chi-Com, you know, alliance. You need to go ahead and form us a Jefferson Parish Border Patrol alliance between us and Orleans Parish, because it's not going to stop until we stop it. And we need to work with the people to stop it. Now, not just the 26 governors that started the American Border Patrol Strike Force Alliance. We need to work with the Jefferson Parish Police, because New Orleans police do not do their jobs. They can't get outnumbered.
But,
they can't do their jobs.
But how can we wait until Biden is unelected or removed from office or something else, a year and 5 months, more of this stuff, wait another 2.5 years? No.
We don't need to wait. Just stop buying everything that has anything to do with them. Go ahead and obey the Bible. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful workers of darkness. Don't travel to the houses or to the lands. Don't buy, sell, or trade with them. So have no association with them. Cut all that money off, you know. Stay away from AT&T and Ochsner Hospital and all these others that follow Satan
or T-Mobile. I could use some help. I've had a stroke and everything else, and I'm not expecting any helping hand to extract me out of this. I'm just trying to blow the whistle for as long as I
can. Help Eric Shine. Anybody out there that you can help, help Eric Shine as much as you can. He's got a great broadcast, and he's a true patriot and American. God bless y'all. Amen. And good night.
Peace out. Peace, people.
Weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. We'll be right back. Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.